Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Greetings, listener dear. I'm Tom.
I'm Ben.
I am Matthew, and welcome to another exciting episode of Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown.
It's time for us to slam down. Everybody turn it down. Or if you like, turn it up and have a listen and say weather.
Yes, indeed.
Wow.
Thank you very much to Prince Paul for coming in and laying that down for us. That was absolutely wonderful.
It was pretty rad.
That was radical.
Do you know what? I
radical.
Thought that was totally radical. Yeah. I thought it really was. Really, really enjoyed it.
Wow.
Yeah. There's not an especially sort of hip hop flavour to this episode, but we thought, you know, just to get a few of the younger listeners on board early doors. We'd throw that into the mix.
Exactly. Are we sticking this out on Twitch?
Maybe. Of course it's on Twitch, mate. It's on Twitch, it's all over TikTok. It's that kind of caper. Anyway, yes, welcome to the show. This is a Flatshare Slamdown. Two fantastic guests on today's Flatshare Slamdown. We've got Cariad Lloyd and we've got Keema Bob. Ooh. Cariad has made regular appearances on the podcast. It was Keema's first time. We've been trying to get her on for absolutely ages. Delighted to have her on. Delighted to have Cariad on. It was a real treat. If you ever get a chance to come down to the Phoenix in Cavendish Square and see a live recording, you really, really should do so, because they are so much fun. Keep an eye on pappiescomedy.com/live to see when we're next performing in your area. And by your area, I mean the Phoenix in Cavendish Square. If that's your area, then we're performing there. But yeah, enjoy the episode.
Enjoy this episode, man.
Tom Ben!
What is it, Matthew?
Yeah, what is it, my sweet little angel?
Oh, well, you know what? You're not going to butter me up this time, because look at this place. Hats strewn all over the floor.
What?
As far as the eye can see.
Hats.
The mantelpiece.
Yeah.
Hale and Pace. That massive sofa we've bought. Tell you what, anytime I want to sit down to watch an episode of Lorraine, I not only have to flick off my beanie, I have to flick off yours as well.
Easy there, boy.
Now one of you two has got to pop the hats on the hat stand.
Oh,
mate.
What?
Well, it's not going to be Ben.
No. Ben, and please
That's
tell
fair,
me, right?
Actually.
Yeah, the thing is, the problem I have with hat stands, Matthew, is the poor hats, you know, even when they're resting, they're still standing, you know. Oh. When is my poor little hat going to get a chance to rest its rim?
That's already made my heart bleed, that has. Clarky, it's no time for sentiment, it's a comedy show. Parry, what about you?
I'm not going to mend the hat stand, because I once had a dinner party where everyone had to wear hats, and it was a disaster. Okay. I invited the two actresses, Heather Graham and Isla Fisher.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
I invited Gandhi, of all people. Yeah.
He's not going to eat much.
And the Kansas City Chiefs quarterback, Patrick Mahomes. Anyway, just before the party started, Heather Graham had gone missing.
No.
And Isla Fisher and Gandhi didn't know who Patrick Mahomes was.
I think that's everyone.
I ended
they
up
speak
saying,
for us all.
Where's Heather? Isla? Mahatma? That's Mahomes. Where's Heather? Isla? Mahatma? That's Mahomes. Wherever?
Do the whimsy about the standing again, Clarky.
Where's Heather?
So listen, there's only one way. There's only one way we're gonna settle this hat-based situation. We're gonna have to have a flash slam down. Hello and welcome to Hat Chair Slam Down, the panel show that says, and maybe I'm crazy, oh it's crazy and it's true, I know you can save me, no one else can save me now but you, as long as the planets are turning, as long as the stars are burning, as long as your dreams are coming true, you better believe it. And I would do anything for love. I'd run right into hell and back. Yes, I would do anything for love. I'd never lie to you, and that's a fact. But I'll never forget the way you feel right now. Oh, no. No way. And I would do anything for love. Oh, I would do anything for love. I would do anything for love. But I won't do hats. No, I won't do. I would do anything for love. Anything you've been dreaming of. But I just won't do.
On those Orlando Matthew Crosby, let's meet the Head Boys, Tom Parry and Benedict Clark.
Whoa! Now, if you're anything like me, you can't pop a hat on a hat stand without a little help. So who have you brought along to pop you on their shoulders this week? Ben.
I bought my good friend Keema Bob!
Keema Bob!
So happy to help.
Keema, it's great to have you on the show. What kind of a person are you, Keema Bob, to live with?
I'm like a really chill person. You know?
Yeah.
I'm the kind of person that might leave dishes around. I'm the kind of person that'll freak out if I see your loose hair in the bathroom, but will leave mine everywhere. Yeah. Just really chill, just really totally, chill like that.
Totally chilled out. Totally
yeah,
chilled out.
So you, mellow.
You told me, I don't know if this is telling tales outside of school, but you told me you're on the hunt at the moment.
Yeah.
For a place to live.
It's so rough. I keep doing these like auditions to be someone's flatmate. Like you go and you go, oh, I guess I'll take this box room for £900. And then you sit in the living room with people you've never met and they look at you and say shit like, we're actually just looking for someone that aligns with the spirit of our home. Cool.
You don't have loose hairs, do you? Yeah.
Like that's lovely. I love spirits. I love homes. I love lines. Not like that. But yeah, it's tough out there.
Well, listen. You're very welcome to stay in our flat.
Thanks.
For about, I'd say, an hour 15.
Thank you. I mean, I'd love to stay longer, but there are hats everywhere.
We can barely move for them. Stop reminding me of the situation. It's so rare that people get into the actual theme. It's a real breath of fresh air, Keema. I adore it.
Yeah.
Harry, who have you brought along with you this week?
Oh, Matthew, bad news. The Jamboree's in danger.
Oh, no. No way. Not on top of this situation with all the hats on the...
I know.
It's bad news after bad.
We've got a class of kids at the Jamboree and we can't get them to listen. What we need is someone who's going to come along and say to them, sit straight, don't talk. So I invited...
This is, by the way, the most... This is like... This makes Rehalisipa, like, you know... Rehalisipa, yeah. This makes, like, their intros seem like really run-of-the-mill. That is so such a specific reference. Does anyone know what that's about?
I invited the teacher from The Snail and the Whale. It's Carrie Adloyd, everybody!
Not just the teacher.
No.
Not just the teacher from The Snail and the Whale. Mm. Mama Toad.
Yeah.
Earwig aunt.
Yeah.
And Prunella in this year, last year's smash hit, Tabby McFuckingTat.
Tabby McTat. Yeah. You've got the Rob Brydon in with the Magic Light crew.
Yeah, you're on the Magic Light gravy train.
That made it sound like something happened between me and Rob Brydon.
Oh, no. You and Rob Brydon are always on the ticket.
He's been there the ticket longer than I have. I've just done three. He's done there since the beginning. I don't want any discredit to Rob Brydon tonight. It's very important to me that he's respected.
So Snail and the Whale is my daughter's favourite programme and we watch it probably three times a day.
Oh, wow.
And every time that the teacher says, sit straight, don't talk, I look at her and go, I know her.
Oh, she's my quite, God.
She thinks I know.
I can't believe you're name dropping with your daughter.
Josh Widdicombe did the bedtime story the other day. Yes, please. The first line of his bedtime story, he went, "Aren't friends annoying?" And I'd just been going, "He's my friend."
Thomas.
Who are these people?
Thomas.
Yes.
Thomas, sit still. Don't talk.
That's a real highlight for me.
So, Carrie-Anne, what yes. kind of a person are you to live with, apart from someone who's quite authoritarian, to be able to sit still and
brings
not
in some money
in
every
presence.
Christmas?
Oh, yeah, very good Christmas, lovely. Yeah.
You what get, do you get to go to a screening, that's the best thing.
What do you earn from that? Come on, what's the... come on, you're between friends here. What are you taking home from the Magic Light each year?
Oh, it's not, yeah, it's not Biden money.
No, of course.
It's not Biden
what's
money.
What's Biden making?
Well, I don't know,
he
but it's definitely not.
He must be making 7 figures for that, right?
Surely.
He must be.
Well, he was the main guy in Tabby McTavish this year, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was a big one.
Miscast, I thought, but he's on the gravy train.
Oh,
what
do you think?
Do?
I thought it was the role made for him.
What the fuck is happening here?
This is what happens when I don't
You're
have a chat
listening
with you before
to
the show.
Julia Donaldson.
In fucking parenting hell here. We're fucking podcasting hell. What the fuck is going on?
It's Julia
I'm Yellow Dog and Planky Plank from the Boxman.
It's harder than it looks, isn't it? It's harder than it looks to write a story.
How's your children's book coming on, Clarky? Do you want
as
to be
a,
in it,
as a flatmate? As a flatmate.
What are you like as a flatmate, anyway?
I'm extremely clean. I'm like obsessively clean. Yeah, in a way that is definitely a neurosis and definitely requires therapy. But living with me, you will benefit from my anxiety.
What?
Because like, I'm cleaning.
What's
at 3
the least sort of? What's the least thing? What's the thing that needs the least cleaning that you actually still clean? What's the thing you're going, oh,
everything needs cleaning. Because once you've cleaned it, your life is okay and you'll be all right. So,
hey,
it's not about the surfaces, guys. It's about the inner peace.
Have you got any, because like recently on Instagram, I've started seeing like people who, the whole thing is.
The cleaning.
I can just chuck a lemon in your fucking kettle and it's done. And you're like, go what? Yeah. That's their thing.
Can I just say, do not do that. That is not good advice.
So have you got tips? What's
your life hack?
Yeah.
No, just clean. Just like if you're stressed, clean. No,
I say like something that's quick. What's your life hack?
But I'm so afraid that Clarky's going to be like, what the fuck? Because I'm going to start going into clean, actual genuine cleaning.
Hey, listen, at least two people here want to hear this.
Yeah. I'm invested.
There's a lady called Nancy Birtwistle on Instagram. Do people follow Nancy? No, you're just like, she's amazing. She won the Great British Bake Off. Now she does like eco cleaning tips. And you get half, you squeeze lemon. That
here we go.
You finish squeezing.
In the kettle.
And you put it over a lime scaly tap with elastic band.
Lemon and lime scale.
Leave it overnight. You're not doing anything. You take it off in the morning, your lime scale's gone.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Does everything taste of lemon then, though?
Oh.
If you're drinking your shower water, yeah.
No, but like a second, right. And then you rinse it, it's fine.
Rinsing sounds like cleaning, actually, I'm out. I'm out. So we've met our guest, but who's been popping hats and who's wearing crowns? Let's find out as we play round one.
Oh. My arms are cold, I don't know what I am for when you're not here. I'm like a lamp without a light bulb, or a glass without a beer. A tree in the winter that has lost its leaves, or a picture with no wall. Basically, I am really sad, I'm feeling sad. Dear Hat, I'm writing to you with an issue. It's been a while, dog. Hey, what can I say? I miss you. I know you must be busy doing other things instead. Someone told me you'd made a new friend, somebody called Head. I heard that you and Head are spending lots of time together, and that you stop him losing heat in all this nasty weather. But when you're gone, I'm all alone and also feel the cold. My arms feel kind of naked now without you here to hold. It feels just sort of stupid because they're stuck up in the air, and I look where you're supposed to be, but guess what? You're not there. You know how much you mean to me, you know that I adore you, but life is not worth living if I can't have my fedora. I put myself on Gumtree but couldn't find a buyer. I've decided that instead I'm gonna set myself on fire. I've doused myself in petrol, and tonight when it gets dark, I'm gonna rub my arms together until they cause a spark. I guess life never worked out the way that we had planned. I hope you get this message. Oh yeah, by the way, it's me, Stan. My arms are cold.
A tree in the winter that has lost its leaves, or a picture with no hole. Basically, I am really sad. I'm feeling sad.
Wow.
Whoa! Wow. Yes, please.
Yeah.
So, the first round is called Hats the Way Aha Aha. I like hats. I'm going to give each player the names of three types of hat, and you have to do the voice of the sort of person who might wear each of these hats.
Yes. Yes.
We've finally done it, guys.
Yes. That's the game.
It's up to your teammate.
Move over, Taskmaster. We're coming for you.
It's up to your teammate to guess the hat. However, like my cool new jeans, there's a twist. The opposing team will give each player a single sentence. That is the only thing they can say in this round. They have to rely heavily on tone and accent to communicate the hat. We're going to start with you, Clarky. Ben Clark, here are your three hats.
Thanks, mate.
Tom and Cariad. Now, he could only say one sentence to communicate to Kima what hats he's wearing. What sentence would you like him to say? You can have a little confer about this.
Okay, good. So it could... I mean, it'd be good if it's something that's going to throw Kima off the scent.
Yeah.
Wow. What about something like, God, I'm not wearing any hat at the moment. What if it was something like that?
That's messed up.
Or
man.
What about, you won't get this right?
Yeah.
Wow.
You idiot.
You idiot.
Really get up inside her head and crawl around a bit.
This is impossible and it isn't working now.
Great.
Yeah. Great.
Okay, this is impossible.
And it isn't working.
Now.
This is impossible and it isn't working now. No. That's what we're going for. Okay.
Great.
So, Clarky.
M'lady.
Just as a control.
Yeah.
Clarky, let's hear it in your own voice.
This is impossible and you won't get it right?
Oh, Clarky.
Sorry, it was impossible and I didn't get it right.
It was impossible.
And it isn't working now.
M'lady.
M'lady.
Okay.
This is impossible.
And it isn't working now.
And it isn't working now.
M'lady. Do you want to write it down?
I think so.
Yeah, I would if I were you. Okay.
Sugar, baby.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just going to go around in your head the whole time.
So yeah.
This is impossible.
Yeah.
And it isn't working now.
And it isn't working now. M'lady.
Sugar, baby.
Sugar, baby.
You can't keep adding to the sentence.
And a pause. You need a pause, otherwise. Yeah. It won't make sense.
M'lady, take a beat.
Yeah.
Sugar, baby.
Okay. Okay, Kima. What three hats is Ben wearing? Let's have hat number one.
This is impossible. And it isn't working now, m'lady. Sugar, baby.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Would you like to hear it again? How you feel about that, Kima?
Yeah, run it by me one more time, please. Wow.
Yeah,
you gotta...
This is impossible.
Yeah.
And it isn't working there. My lady. Sugar baby.
Yeah. Great. Whatever hat Steve Irwin, rest in peace, would wear.
Yes. Oh.
You know what? I'm going to give that to you. Yeah. I'm going to give that one to you.
It was a jungly hat.
It was an Australian cork hat, but yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you. Come on, Kima.
I'm going to give you that, Kima, because the next two are harder.
What?
Oh, wow.
I don't... Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But anyway. Also, what is even a cork hat?
Oh, like they dangle little corks to sort of stop flies. It's yeah.
What?
Yeah. You know what? Yeah. This is going to be a learning experience for you.
Around the rim of the hat.
Around the rim. Yeah.
Do they still do that? It used to be a big thing back in the day.
I don't think it ever was in Australia.
Yeah.
Are they just plain corks? Do they smell like something?
I don't. I think they just smell a cork. They're not like out of wine. They're the kind of corks you get in a wine bottle on a bit of string, dangling a couple of inches from the brim of a wide brimmed hat.
That was fancy dress 101 when you were seven.
Oh, yeah.
When you were 7 years old, it was the best thing you could possibly do.
Until the bloody White Brigade showed up.
Too right.
They love
Too
flies.
Bloody right.
Yeah.
Right, here we go, Clarky. Hat number two.
Oh God.
Oh dear.
This is impossible, and it isn't working now, my lady. Sugar baby.
That actually fitted. Good. That this was that really was good. Yeah, yeah. That was yeah. Very
ostentatious.
Good. Yeah, I was going to say good
that
audition.
Beautiful. Like, Okay. Like, this is like, this is the hat that you wear.
Yeah, you know what? You're almost there.
Oh, yeah.
It's definitely one of the hats that you wear. Now narrow it down.
You put it on your head.
Oh, yeah.
when you're like a chambermaid.
Do you know what? I'm going to give it to you again. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. I'm going to give you that.
You're doing great work, Claire.
Thanks, yeah. Mate.
It was a bonnet, but I think bonnet, that was absolutely, yes, yeah. Yes, I'm going to give you the hat of a chambermaid, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Or the hat that a car wears.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Or a scotch. Yeah.
Sure. Scotch.
Clarky, third hat, please.
All right.
Okay.
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 All right.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Oh, no.
Hey, you got this.
You can do it.
I believe in you.
This is impossible. No.
Yes. Yes. Commit.
Go on, man. It was really good.
It was good.
This is impossible. No, and it isn't working now. My lady.
No,
sugar,
no.
Baby.
Great.
Clarky, come on. Really commit to it. Lean into it. You can do it.
The voice that's coming out is not the voice
inside.
In.
Yeah.
Welcome to my world.
Yeah.
No, that's the words, Tom. That's right. Different.
Yeah.
One more time, and then we'll see how Kima's doing.
You got it.
This is impossible. And it isn't working now, my lady. Sugar baby.
Wow.
Any clues? Any idea?
Wow. Loads of ideas.
Yeah. You're a font of ideas.
Loads of ideas. None of them about that. this is a kind of hat that you wear.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Again? You bang on the money with that first bit. Every time.
When you're like a Terminator that's going to free Scotland.
Yeah. A Terminator that's going to free Scotland. Okay. I can tell you now that's not correct. I'll give you a chance. I'll give the other team a chance to steal here. Any idea? I can tell you now it's not a Terminator about to free Scotland. But it is a hat that you wear on your head.
Are you in helmet territory?
Yeah, I am in helmet territory.
Oh, yeah.
And
do you want to see my seven hats?
Possibly a horned helmet. Ooh. Yeah.
Getting the horned helmet.
A horned helmet.
I am going to have to hurry you just because I'm feeling really
sit
sick.
Still, don't do it.
Yeah, like that. It's the kind of helmet you'd draw when you were a kid.
Yeah.
And it's got like a nose thing going on.
No, I'm getting the whole, you know.
Viking.
Yeah.
A Viking helmet is actually correct.
Yeah.
A Viking helmet is correct. Yeah.
They didn't actually have horns, so no.
So there we, yeah, but they got Viking helmet.
I'm going to say
Viking helmet is closer to Terminator about to free Scotland. So
he gave the only answer that was a hat as well.
I feel like what's really messed up is like the Terminator didn't have hats, and neither did the Braveheart guys. So. No.
Both of them famously hatless.
That's why they were both so angry.
Wow.
Cold head. They both had a cold head.
So, Cariad, yes. You are up next.
Oh, okay.
Here are your three hats. Tom, you're guessing. Kima and Ben.
Uh-oh. Hello.
Make like a high court judge and give Cariad her sentence.
Well.
That's a lovely bit of business.
Okay. It's a lovely bit of business.
I don't know what more you want from us. That's
really good.
Couldn't be nicer.
Yeah. It's just delightful stuff, really.
My brain is kind of going like naughty, naughty, and then like something. Like, you know, I don't know why. Just like.
Yeah, but I think we need to cool Tom down.
Maybe we go far away from that, to be honest.
No, the horned helmet.
This is a bad hat, but not in that way. Wait, no.
It's so tough.
Well, I know it should be debilitatingly long.
Yeah.
Don't say that to Tom.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Yes.
It's good.
Yes.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Yes.
Okay.
Good stuff.
Okay. So carry on.
Okay.
Carrie Ann, you ain't nothing but a hound dog is your sentence. And you got your three hats.
Okay.
Tom, what three hats?
They all suit.
We know they suit you, but what hat is Carrie Ann wearing?
I'm also recovering from flu, so apologies. Okay. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Hound
yeah.
dog.
Yeah. Howling all the time.
Do you want to add howling all the time into it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. M'lady. Yeah.
Howling all the time, m'lady.
Okay. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Howling all the time, m'lady.
Beat sugar baby. No.
Sit still, don't talk. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Howling all the time, sugar baby. Monsieur? C'est un bout du jardin pour les champs de l'essai.
Oh, hold on. Oui, madame, oui, madame. Hold on.
I'm sorry.
I suit every accent as well.
Sit still, okay. Don't talk.
Tom, what hat is Carrie Ann wearing?
Is it a Mary Beret?
It is indeed a beret.
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely right. Yes.
Yes. Yeah, wow.
Lovely stuff.
Okay. Hat number two, please, Carrie Ann.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Hounding all the time, my lady. Okay. Sugar, hey, baby.
It was a gorgeous reading, you can all agree on that.
Really good.
Great.
Really good.
Like a flat cap. Like a chimney sweep, flat cappy type deal. Right?
I'm gonna give it to you. Yeah, yeah. It was a newsboy's cap, aka a Peaky Blinders hat.
Yeah,
the kind of urchin hat. Yeah, absolutely right. Okay, so the final one, the third and final one.
Wow, this is hard.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, howling all the time, my lady, sugar baby.
Right.
I've got it.
I know what you're doing there. That's an absolutely batshit reading. That is what you've done there.
Is it a witch's hat?
No. It's not a witch's
I'd
hat.
I'd like to retract my earlier.
Go on, okay. Go on.
It's a witch. Who's
give it a go. Give it another go.
Okay,
see if
okay,
you can.
Okay. Sorry, I just have to think what this voice is. Okay.
You and I'm not a hound dog. Howling all the time, my lady, sugar, baby.
This is very difficult because these people famously.
Hold on.
Wow.
I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't.
You did. You didn't carry that. But you nearly did. You very nearly did. Tom,
it's really hard.
What are you getting from those two wildly different?
I mean, the first one had some kind of transformation in the middle of it.
Yeah, the first one was like, no, I'll get it.
You can talk us through the first one when we get the answer. But.
Yeah, sure.
And the second one was like some kind of judge type.
Oh, no.
Not a judge.
Affair.
Not a judge. Throw
okay.
it over to you guys. Hard. Any
really
idea
really
what
hard.
It was?
Is that your final answer, Ben?
Is it like a town crier's, like a 3-point hat?
Oh,
it's
that would be good.
Not, I'm afraid. Yeah. Put us out of our misery, Carrie Ann, and tell us. In fact, do it again and tell us what it was.
Okay, I'm gonna do the first one.
Do the first one again.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Howling all the time.
Does everyone here know what it is?
Okay.
Thank you! A Queen's Guard bear skin! Queen bear! Queen's Guard. Because they famously don't speak, those soldiers. So really? What would they sound like?
Yeah. I don't know what any of that means.
Yeah.
They're is this another for, children's programme?
They're famous for fainting in the sun and being silent.
Amazing.
That's right.
And so you started as the Queen and
so
then you turned into a bear.
Became the bear.
Yeah, fair wow. bet.
Thank
fair
you.
It's good.
Yeah. There's wow. four of you that heard. Yep, thank no. you.
That was good. It was really good.
And then I tried to Sergeant Major it.
Yeah. Because they sort of do that, don't they? That's what they do.
They don't say anything.
Yeah, they do when they change the guards and stuff like that, don't they?
No, their boss does.
And is he not wearing one of those?
No, maybe
yeah,
you're
but
right.
She wasn't the boss.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
You've got a backstory to the part that you're like, well.
Yeah, this guy, he's new and he's afraid and he just wants to do his best.
And he's got a sword.
It's
yeah.
not a bad character.
He knows not to say anything. Just
apart from when the moon is full and he turns into a bear.
Into Queen Bear. What's happening to me?
Is this one of your children's books?
It is now. Everything's a workshop. Everything's a workshop.
Next up, it's Kima. There you go, Kima. There are your three hats.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know.
You see?
Not even
you
opened
see?
It yet. Yeah.
No.
Ben, you're guessing, but Tom and Cariad, what is Kima duty bound to say?
The hat I'm wearing is a sombrero.
Milady, sugar baby.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
The hat I'm wearing is a sombrero.
You never know, Clarky.
But it might be
you
sombrero,
might get,
though.
You might get lucky.
We could have shot ourselves in the foot there.
Wow.
Okay. Kima, let's have hat number one, Ben. What hat is Kima Bob wearing?
I wish I knew. Well, the hat I'm wearing is a sombrero. My lady. Sugar baby.
Oh! It's good. It's really good. That is it.
Pretty good.
Mm. I'm put in mind of a cowboy hat.
Is completely correct. Right. Yes, indeed.
Great. Beautiful. That is how we play.
Thanks. Hat number two, please, Kima.
Okay.
Is this part of it?
Don't know what this hat is. Who wears this hat?
I'm drawing your picture. Don't watch what my hands are doing.
Don't watch what my hands are doing.
Who's naming these things? Okay, great. Great.
Has that cleared it up for you?
Phenomenal. The hat I'm wearing is a sombrero. M'lady. Sugar, but I'm so sorry, Ben.
Well, is it quite posh, like a bowler hat, maybe?
Oh, my God!
Yeah. That's how we do it.
This is great gameplay.
Wow.
I just love it.
Yes.
I love to see it.
Also impeccable stuff. Wow. Thank you, sir. It's like you can
read.
Hey,
we're on the wavelength, man.
Wow. Final hat
okay.
from Kima.
All right. Oh, no. I apologize in advance.
This bit's always the best bit.
The hat I'm wearing is a sombrero. My lady, a sugar baby.
Can pasta be a hat?
Spaghetti.
Oh, yes, yeah. Please, lovely. Yes, please. Lovely. Come on, Clarky, you can do this.
It's like a
3 for 3.
Come on, Clarky. You've almost said the answer.
Just trying to think. Like a cap.
Can we steal?
I think I'm gonna have to throw it over. You're gonna kick yourself.
Is it
chef's hat?
It's a chef's hat, of course.
Oh, hang on.
Of course, it's a chef's hat.
Carry on. What were you going to say?
I thought I was going to say a gondolier's hat, and then I wasn't sure they wore hats. But I know they wear scarves, and I was relieved when you said chef's hat.
Hey, wait. The scarf is round two, okay?
Yeah.
So we're doing that.
What's my scarf?
Doing that after the break. Parry, those are your hats there. Carry on, you're guessing.
Yeah.
Kima and Ben, what are you saying about what Tom's saying?
Okay.
My shoes are too big for this hat.
Yeah.
My lady.
Sugar baby.
I love it. Yeah. My shoes are too big for this hat. My lady, sugar okay. baby. Yeah. Tom Parry, three hats. Cariad, you're guessing.
Okay.
Yeah, my shoes are too big for this hat. My lady, sugar baby.
Oh, that's good.
Oh,
that's very good.
Wow.
That's good.
Policeman's hat.
Oh, is correct.
Wow.
Are me shoes are too big for this hat, my lady. Sugar baby. He's double dropped a hat.
Is it a Manchester bucket hat?
It is.
Wow. Ooh. Wow.
Come on.
Hoi, hoi, hoi. My shoes are too big for this hat. Oh, my lady. Oh, sugar baby. Hey,
hey, hey. Wow. Wow.
Wow. Well, I think that's the end of that round. Well,
Oh, I feel like someone's about to go to jail.
Yeah, that I because it looked like you were doing the haka. But they don't wear hats when they do that. So I'm oh, sorry, mate.
Do you want to do it again?
The hat? Yeah, I want it again.
Yeah, please.
My hat is too big for my feet. Oh, ha, ha, my lady, sugar baby, hoi.
It's good.
It's not bad, is
it's
it?
Really good, man.
It's not bad.
It's really good.
My foot is too short for my hat.
Maybe just try doing it again.
My lady, sugar baby. Hoi, hoi, hoi.
That was worse.
Oh, fucking hell.
What's happening?
I think I've...
I'm going to give you one guess and then we'll throw it over to the other team.
Okay.
Yep.
By the way, that's really showing no confidence in your guess.
Oh, no.
I'll give you one guess. You'll get it wrong. I'll throw it to the other two. I'll let you say some words just for kind of, you know, just for the artifice of the game.
You're a Morris dancer?
Not a Morris dancer. Have you got any idea, you
right,
guys?
Yeah, I think I can picture it. I think
yeah, you can describe it. You can describe
he's
it.
He's a Russian dancer.
Oh, like a bollocks.
Cossack dancer. Hat, yeah. That's
absolutely right. It's a big furry Russian hat. That's it.
Yeah.
That's absolutely
Russian.
Correct.
Yeah. Oh, you're Scottish.
Phenomenal. Really well played, everybody.
Russian.
There.
Yeah.
Okay,
Russian.
One more time, once round with three more hats.
Russian. Russian. Really well played.
Yeah. Russian. Very clearly Russian.
Listen, we're off to get Nova checked. But before that, producer Gwyn, tell us the scores as if you're wearing a trilby, please, mate.
I got a scoop, and this goes all the way to the top.
Yeah. I love it.
Tell us, tell us.
Ben and Kima have 5 points and Tom and Carriad have 6.
Oh! Yeah. So Tom and Carriad are in the lead, but we're far from saying hats all, folks. There's still everything to play for. We'll return in part two. See you in a bit.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome back to Flatshare Slam Down!
Yes, 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 yes,
indeed.
My favourite podcast.
It's a great podcast, guys.
It's a great pod.
Before the break, Tom and Carriad were in the lead. The scores haven't moved, and neither have the hats covering every square inch of this property. You know, lads, they're not called flat caps because you leave them all around the flat. See, I've still got a very good sense of humour about this situation, but how long will that last? Let's find out as we play round two.
Games! Let's play together. Games! Let's play forever. Roll the dice, spin that thing. Put that there. Use your toe. Games! If you lose, you get nothing. Games! If you win, you get gold.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Listen to that, Jade Pinkett Smith.
Jade?
Jade.
No, 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 no.
Is that her name?
No. Nope.
Jada.
Oh, so
that's,
it is
why, that's why she said no.
It is Flat Games, and this week we're playing our version of The Masked Singer, which we're calling The Past Singer. I'm going to give each of our players, thank you so much, Tom, I'm going to give each of our players a song. I'm going to ask them to sing a classic song about an event that happened the year the song was released. Okay. The teammate has to guess the song.
2006?
Well, there's no point playing it now, then, is there? So, the teammate has to guess the song, the event, and the year. Up to 3 points available for the teammate. Woo! And up to 10 points available for performance. Ben, we're going to start with you. Here you go.
Let's go.
Oh, wow. Here's your song and event. Kima, we're looking for the year, the event, the song. DJ Gwynn.
Wait a second, I'm not fucking looking at it.
I'm scared I'm going to be enjoying this too much to be thinking about answers.
Oh, don't you worry about that. DJ Gwynn, let's hear that mystery tune.
I'm the Prime Minister then, and I'm a really bad guy because I'm the Prime Minister and they are all bad. That's why, and I have. Oh, I did a very bad thing, and believe it or not, this isn't about Brexit. Oh, here he's going. He's in the place drinking slowly. He's bad. Oh, this motherfucker! Hey, I just left you, and this is crazy. But then, come here, baby, and all the other boys try to thank me, but I just left. You, so call me baby. Hey, I just left you, and that is crazy. I was in the boozer, and now you're all lonely. Hey, all the other boys, they try to escape me, but I left my baby, and I'm a bad guy.
Whoa, whoa.
Oh. Yes.
Clarky.
Yes.
Clarky, that song was faster than you expected it to be, wasn't it?
Yes.
That was, wow.
That was red hot, Clarky. I loved it.
So good.
I blacked out.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, listen, we all enjoyed the hell out of that. We'll give you points for performance in a second.
Thank you. Yeah.
I'll let you get your breath back. But in the meantime, Kima, we're looking for. Well, let's. First of all, what was the song?
That was Call Me Maybe.
Call Me Definitely. That's exactly what it was, yeah. Call Me Maybe is correct. Carly Rae Jepsen. What
Carly
event?
Rae
what?
Jepsen.
Yeah. Carly Rae.
Yeah. Take that,
it's
John Pinkett Smith.
It's changed.
So, what was the event and what was the year? We'll go with the year. Can you have a guess when that song came out? What year do you think it was?
2010?
It's pretty close, but it's not bang on. I could throw it over. Do you know what year it was?
2011.
It's pretty close.
2012.
No. It was 2012, but I can't give it to you. I can't give you the point for that. But what was
really?
The
really 2012?
What was the event? You had it on a bit of paper, mate. How are you surprised?
What, you gave me a bit of paper? I was just singing. What, Kima? What year did you move to this country?
2016, but don't worry, before that I was keeping up with everything.
Can't.
So hell yeah, I know about the Prime Minister who's a bad guy.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Bring back Mock of the Week, guys. Kima's ready.
What if it's about 2012?
Yeah,
Mock the Week, vintage version.
That doesn't change much.
Ooh, okay, 2012.
Ooh. Okay, Prime Minister bad guy. What did he do? Can you work it out from what Clarky was screaming?
He left.
Yes.
and was drinking?
Yes.
Was the drinking before the leaving? Did he leave because he was drunk? Or did he leave number 10 and go to the pub?
This goes all the way to the top.
Oh, a second. It's like beer gate. Okay.
He was in the pub. He left, but he left something behind. Do you know what he left behind?
All of the codes to the missiles.
Is not the correct answer, I'm afraid. I'm going to throw it over to the other team.
He left his child.
He left his daughter behind. He left his daughter in the pub. He drove home and then got home and thought, I left something behind, didn't I?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, David Cameron. So there we go. So that
he just had the nuclear codes in the chair in the back of the car. Wow.
Oh, no.
Sat watching The Snail and the Whale with the nuclear codes.
I know her.
I know her.
Sit still, don't press the button.
Oh no.
So that is a point to each team there, but what are we going to give Clarkie for performance?
It was strong, wasn't it?
It was really strong.
Yeah. Like, strong is the word.
You know what? It's always tricky going first because I don't want to give it 12 out of 10 just in case someone can best it. But I'm going to give you a very strong 8.5 there. 8.5 for Clarkie.
Well done.
Next up, it's Carrie Ad. Oh, there you go. That's your event. That's your song. That's your year. Tom, you're guessing.
Hello.
Okay, I'll give you a little bit of time to. Here we go.
Jepsen. I live in Britain.
No, it's Jepsen.
Jepsen.
Carly Rae Jepsen, yeah.
Jepsen. Flotsam and Jepsen.
Still not exactly right, but still good.
That is a new kids book.
Okay.
Carly Rae Jepsen and Flotsam.
She lives in the future. 2012.
Oh, God. Okay. That's really nerve-wracking.
Okay, Tom, you're guessing the song, the event, and the year.
Great.
DJ Gwynn, will you spin? That's right.
No, Carrie.
Don't rush these things.
I want to raise some money for WWF. I'm gonna dress up. Been training all year, been working so hard. Gotta get this right. So many people, everyone's out. They wave at me. I'm sweating and I'm hot, and you can't see my face, 'cause I'm dressed as a rhino baby. Don't you want to go down to the Thames and say, come on, John, you can do it! Don't you want to say to all your friends, yeah, I know, I'll do one next year. I think I really will, because don't change your mind. You think you want to do it, but your friends don't want to really hear all about it. Just train, don't go on about it. Just do it for your own sake. Just train, don't go on about it. We're really proud of you. We don't need to hear about it.
Yes.
Absolutely fantastic.
Really good though.
Really good. Really strong from Carrie out there. Loved it.
Really
Tom,
good.
Talk us through the board though. What was the first of all, what was the song?
The song was Don't You Want Me Baby.
Is correct.
No.
Yeah, by the Human League. Yeah.
The Human League.
So, Human League, yes. What year do you think it was, and what was the event?
So, the event was the first ever London Marathon.
Is correct! Yeah. What year are you thinking?
Well, in the spirit of don't train, just train, don't talk about it, I ran the London Marathon when it was the 30th anniversary.
Oh. What year was that, though? You can't remember.
I can't remember.
No.
That's what's going through my head.
Okay. Try and tally it up. What decade are we talking?
I'm going to go It's either 86 or 87, I reckon.
Oh, is it 86?
Or 88?
Or is it 88?
Or 89.
I tell you what, I'll let you have all four of those because they're all wrong.
85. 85, final answer.
No, hold on. You
final answer, have 85.
Well, no. Let him have it. It's wrong again.
No!
You can have the whole half of that decade, mate.
No!
And every year after it. It wasn't any of those. It was in the first half of the 80s.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
I 79?
Reckon it's either going to be 81, 82, or 83.
Clarky.
He's clever.
No, Clark. I can tell you now, Clarky. You are leaning on an open door. You're so close to the answer.
Maybe 84. 80.
I mean, you're so close to the answer in that you've said the answer, but now you've said all the years. So
83.
Final answer?
Yeah, I'm
yeah,
into
lock it in.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. It was 81.
Ah!
81, I'm afraid. But very, very strong there. 2 points, of course, to Tom there.
Did I say I ran the London Marathon?
My dad ran that first one.
He was in the first one.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm taking you 2 points away.
he's dead. Can I have them back?
Yeah.
Do you know what? No. I know your tricks. I'm not giving you a fucking book deal, mate.
You're right, Matthew, because I've already got one. You Are Not Alone is available in paperback from the 1st of February.
Stifle plugs. No, you can of course have your 2 points. It won't bring him back. And but what am I going to give you for performance?
Performance.
Of course, it was a fantastic rendition. I'm going to give you 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Kima. Kind of feels like you have to.
So 8.5. Sound a bit bitter over there.
It's Kima's turn now. Ben, what is the song, the event, and the year? I'll give Kima
a
sec.
Do I have to guess now?
Yeah.
Feels a bit off.
If you can guess now, it's double points. No, okay. We're looking for the song, the event, the year, please. DJ Gwynn, spin that historic platter.
I like to wear turtlenecks. I do computer stuff with my friends. One of them is Mike Wozniak. I don't know anything about him. Not even sure that's his name. We're gonna make stuff for you to process words. Someone already did it, but mine's gonna be more expensive. Why are they better? No one really knows. I love fruit as well. Sometimes I take a bite. And I'm like, that's a great logo. Everyone will know these are computers for show.
Good. So good.
Fantastic. A fantastic rendition. Loved it. But Clarky, what year was Mike Wozniak knocking around with a bloke in a turtleneck? What year was that series of Taskmaster?
Is that
Mike Wozniak?
Is that the guy's name? I have no idea, to be honest.
It's Steve Wozniak. Mike Wozniak's the comedian. But still, do you know what?
Oh my God, what a nepo baby.
But you,
wow.
Clarky, any idea of the... Firstly, what was the song?
Dancing Queen.
It was Dancing Queen by ABBA. Of course, that's 1 point straight away.
Yeah. ABBA.
ABBA.
What was the event and what was the year?
I think it's got to be the launch of Apple.
Yeah, it's absolutely correct. The founding of Apple is absolutely correct. But what year was that?
Well, that was obviously that was 78.
Oh, obviously was it?
Well, I mean, well, actually, I suppose what I'm thinking of is the dates where they went
publicly about that. If I think
remember,
back,
you remember the soft launch they did?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, on Facebook.
Probably, it was probably 76, actually, if I think about it.
It was 76, yeah. Absolutely right! Whoa! 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 Really
That's
good.
Crazy.
Really, really good stuff.
Very good.
That's
really, really
insane.
Good. So the full 3 points to Clarkie, wow. And it's going to be another 10 for yeah. Kima.
Wow, thank you so much.
Gorgeous.
How did you know that? That's scary, man.
Yeah, it's scary.
Whoa.
How did I know it after a second attempt?
Tom, it's your turn to take us on a trip through time in song, but Carriad, what time, what song, and what the hell is Tom on about? DJ Gwynn, give us something to frog to.
To frog to?
I'm getting ready
give
for
us something to frog to, mate.
Not yet, Carriad, not yet.
I'm riding a horse along a lovely beach. I see that there's something in the sand. I look a little closer, recognize that face, and it shocks me so I cannot even stand. Ooh, ooh, ah! Ooh, ooh, ah! Oh, no! Yes, you did it, you bastard. Ooh, ooh, ah, ooh, ooh, ah. Oh, no, no, you did it, you bastard.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Wow.
It's good. It's good.
Wow. It was
really,
that was
real good stuff.
That was really good.
But it wasn't enough.
No. Okay. Carriad, firstly, let's start with the song. Do you know what the song
Obla-dee,
was?
Obla-da.
By the Beatles. By the Beatles. Absolutely correct. You get the point. Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
What? What year?
Beatles. Okay. You say so.
What year do you think it was? And what do you think was the event?
I think the event was a film.
Yes.
I think the film is called 2001.
Oh, it's not 2001.
Oh, fuck.
And that's also not the year. But I'll give you a second guess at both.
What's that film called? Is that film? Yes.
It is. Yeah. It is a film.
What's
yeah.
Fucking
it's not that film.
I tell you what. Imagine where it's set and what they're all doing and who they are.
Oh.
Yeah.
Planet of the Apes.
It's Planet of the Apes. Is absolutely correct. What year do you think...
I got my mum's favourite sci-fi films confused. I know she loves both of those. Planet of the Apes. Okay, well, the prosthetics aren't great.
Hey.
It's, well, you know what I mean? It's dated. It's dated. It's not CGI. It's 70s.
Ooh.
No. It's
well, it's also the year that Obla-Dee, Obla-Dar came out as well.
Oh, so. Fuck.
Tricky though.
Yeah. It's undeniably but tricky.
I feel
that's
like
what
that's,
makes it
that's
fun.
That's gonna be like early Beatles.
It's gonna be late Beatles.
Yeah. It's late Is Beatles.
It's late
yeah.
Beatles, yeah, yeah. It sounds early because it sounds like a children's song.
Yeah,
but,
that sounds like horrible.
They were just fucking around.
Hold on.
You're thinking of Tom's version. Whoa!
Oh God.
Okay, I'm going to have to rush you.
So I really thought Planet of the Apes would be 7. Okay, I'm going to say 1980.
I'm afraid that's way off. I'm going to throw it over.
That
any
is way
idea?
Off. It's Beatles. What am I thinking?
68.
It was 68. Oh!
I got all 70s in my head.
Don't worry.
It's okay.
It doesn't matter.
It matters, guys.
It doesn't.
You said it would bring him back. That's what I'm playing for. This is a quantum leap moment for me.
Oh,
I
boy.
Have to win. Oh, boy. Ziggy, this is not going well. I forgot Obla-Dee Obla was not from the 80s.
The way Tom sang it had a real sort of synth pop vibe
yeah,
to it, didn't
it?
I will bring that to the table.
That was it.
It was late 80s Beatles.
So what we're going to give, I mean, it was
Beatles,
a really
guys. I don't know what you want tonight, but if you're not having a great time with late 80s Beatles,
mate, you didn't enjoy it. Why do you expect them to? You scowled at Ben and scowled at the audience is what you did.
Ladies Beatles.
Ladies Beatles. What was I thinking? I'm so sorry.
Right, what are we going to give Tom? I think I'm going to, again, do you know what? This is going to be so bad on Clarkie, but I'm giving him another 10. Yeah. It was good.
It was good stuff. I can't argue, really. No. I barely got a coherent word out.
So at the end of that round, producer Gwyn, give us the scores to the Beatles' best ever song. Here we go.
Not yet, Carrie, not yet.
Tom and Carrie had have 31 points. Oh. Ben and Kima have 28 and a half.
Whoa! Wowee! Exciting stuff, folks. Whoa. Now for the sweetest music of all.
People are talking about it.
Yeah, you're doing well.
I'll talk about
it. You're doing great. Now for the sweetest music of all, the Sound of Justice, not the French electronic duo who memorably collaborated with Simeon on We Are Your Friends, but the justice you get from the court of Beat Brothers. Well, 2014.
If you've got a problem, call it a problem. If you've got a problem, call it a beef. If you've got a beef, maybe we can help you. Beef Brothers sorting out your beef.
Yes, indeed, it's Beef Brothers, where each week we ask our panellists to sort out a flat share-based beef. And today's one comes from Matt, who is in the audience. Matt, are you there?
Hello.
Hey, Matt, how are you doing? Now, yeah. Matt has written, my girlfriend owes me money.
Oh.
And is meant to be saving money for future big purchases. Brackets, house, wedding, dog, etc.
The big four. Yeah.
She recently spent nearly £100 on a huge smiley face lamp. Even though she has a small flat and loads of lamps already.
He's going to say a small face.
She's overcompensating with that lamp. I wanted to get rid of the lamp. So, Matt, your partner, your girlfriend, Alice, is here.
Yep, that's correct.
Hello.
Okay. I'm just going to tell you now, Tom and Carrie-Anne, you're on Matt's side. Ben and Kima, you're on Alice's side.
Fucking right we are.
Easy. Okay. Easy. Okay.
Does anybody have any questions? We'll start with Matt. Questions for Matt, first of all.
How long have you guys been together?
3.5 years.
Okay, 3.5 years. And when you say house, wedding, dog, etc., are you guys looking for a house at the moment?
Yeah.
And have you asked the question?
No.
Tonight's the night, guys.
Is
this how you're doing it?
Yeah, is this it?
This might make or break it.
Oh, I see. Okay, so a lap.
That's what you want, Alice, an ultimatum early yours.
Yeah. Okay, I'm on Matt's side, but Alice, go to the bar and say you need you need Angela the lamp. So you need Angela. Okay. So you need 3.5 years.
Angela. I'll stop now.
Being up.
Will you, Tom? Yes. Okay.
And your plan is to get the dog eventually?
At some point, yeah.
Have you discussed the breed and name of dog?
Oh, no, we haven't actually.
Okay, so not that
please
committed.
Please don't get into names, please. Yeah, just don't do it.
Okay. Okay.
How many lamps is loads of lamps?
Yeah.
I'd say in the living room. About 10 different lights.
10 alone. Double digits in the living room
lights.
Alone.
Okay, so we've got one big light. We've got the big light.
We've got the big light.
Yeah. And then we've got...
They're not living in a cave.
The big light is harsh. The big light is harsh.
Sure. Yeah. And then you've got 10. Are they varying sizes?
Yeah, various sizes, various types.
Vegas in there. Yeah.
Can you list the 10 purposes, please, for the benefit of the jury?
Is it a marijuana farm?
What do all these
lamps smiley
do?
Face, man. I've got that light up, take me to your dealer lamp.
Okay, we need... What are these different lamps?
I've got a lava lamp.
Sure. Really?
Yeah.
So, is the year 1984?
Yeah. So it is a marijuana farm, we've established.
I've got a sort of neon
light, a bit like okay. the Phoenix one, but a so heart that,
yeah,
instead.
Yeah, oh, nice, neon heart.
I've got a
nice.
Monkey holding a bulb.
I know that one.
That's cruel, that is,
I
by the way.
I know that one. That's a yeah. good lamp.
Somebody gets the Graham and Green catalogue delivered for you. That's what that is. I'm with you.
Good okay. lamp.
Do you think of yourself as a lamp collector?
I'd never thought of it before, but I suppose you could say that.
Yeah, I will in your defence.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, sorry, yeah. Yeah God, yeah, what's your problem, ma'am?
Right, so you've got, that's three lamps. What else are lamps?
I mean, I've got other ones that are just potentially less interesting than that. I've got some, yeah, string
ones. Yeah, to be honest,
ones.
I wasn't interested in the first three, so let's just cut the bit.
Let's cut the
all right?
Well, talk us through the straw that broke the camel's back, this smiley face lamp.
Yeah, and it was £100.
£100?
Yeah, it's quite big.
How big we're talking? How big?
Too big.
Yeah.
Nice.
Like the size.
How many boxes of Shreddies?
Many boxes. Of, I can't.
Like
I don't
four
know.
Four boxes of Shreddies. No.
Oh, which way? Which way around are the Shreddies? Like, there's a disco ball here, and it's probably sort of twice the size.
No. It's an audio podcast, Alice. Come on.
I don't know.
And big. Also, which way? You know which way.
Is the face of the lamp bigger than a human face?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Is it bigger than
Tom's human face?
It's four, maybe the size of four human. Yeah, like a space hopper ish. Four human faces, something like that. I don't know. It's quite big. It is big.
Okay. So now, plus the smiley face, we've hit 11 lamps in the living room. Is that correct?
So, maybe, yeah, something yeah. like that.
Okay, 11 lamps.
Yeah, great.
Any questions? Any more questions? I mean, Matt's barely said a word, but any questions from this team over here?
Yeah. God, no.
Yeah, I have a question. What do you be buying, Matt?
Yeah, that's a good question.
What is in furnishings?
Yeah, period, man.
What do you buy, mate?
We're spending money on
I've
that.
Got, we, Alice has her flat and I have my flat, so we switch between both.
Hold on.
We're looking to combine into one. So not only have we got all of Alice's lamps, we've got lamps in my flat.
You're policing
couple.
The lamps in her flat? Yeah. Yeah. Jesus fucking Christ, mate. I tell you what your lamp is. It's a fucking gas lamp. That's good stuff. And I'm devastated I said it now instead of in my fucking thing.
And the closing argument.
Defence rest. Let's go for a vote.
Yeah.
What do you spend money on for fun, Matt?
Biscuits.
Biscuits.
Records.
Records.
Records. Oh, I see.
Oh, a music man.
Oh, music man, are you? Play us a song, Matt. Let's fucking hear it, shall we?
My goodness.
Okay.
Interesting. Thank you.
How far away are your flats from each other?
I live in northeast London. Alice lives in Hartford. So about 40 minutes, 45
okay.
minutes.
Okay.
In shreddy okay. boxes.
In shreddy boxes.
How many
shreddy boxes do I need to eat to feel comfortable on the train getting there? That I won't buy an overpriced snack at Finsey Park. How many would I need to? Okay. Okay.
Yeah, cool.
Okay, cool.
But you haven't officially asked if you want to live with her yet. Like you haven't.
Oh, you are. Are you looking?
Have you popped a question in any way?
The house question.
Not officially, but we are looking.
And do you think you?
So you're just looking, but not. You're not just. You're not like. Oh, I saw a place today. Yeah, me too. And it's in our area. Nothing official here. Just casually telling you, there's a two bed near us. Like, what? You must have discussed. Yeah, we would like to live together eventually. Have
oh
you?
Yeah, we've agreed it.
Right, you've agreed that. Okay.
If you were going to put these four things in order, what order would you put them in? Firstly, I'm going to ask Matt, then I'm going to ask Alice. House, wedding, dog, etc.
Yeah.
What's the order of those things?
A priority.
House, dog, wedding, lamp.
So lamp is low on your priority as the person on your side. That's.
I mean, to be fair, you do want the dog to come to the wedding, don't you? That's always the thing.
Alice, what's your list of priorities?
I think they align. Although lamp, you know, if lamp is included, obviously higher up.
Okay,
yeah, if that's part of etc.
Lamp or dog, in a train carriage situation, where there's the lamps are on the track.
Well, we've got a very real.
And the dog's on the track.
I've got.
And you can pull a lever.
Imagine if she says lamp.
The difficulty is I've got a very real lamp and a very hypothetical dog.
Yeah. Okay.
We've got two monsters here. This is unbelievable.
They deserve each other.
The defense rests.
Okay.
Okay. Do we have enough information? Does anyone have any further questions?
No. No.
No. No more questions.
Any more questions? No, I don't think so. It's just drawing a box over and over again.
Yeah.
In case you thought he was taking serious notes, he's just drawing
never
a box.
Look into the process. Never peek behind the curtain.
Yeah. Okay.
I didn't mean to box shame you. I'm sorry. I just wrote the word beef over and over again. There's not much happening. Okay.
So hopefully that is enough information for our teams to make their cases. So without further ado, I'm going to call upon Cariad Lloyd to begin. To begin the case for the prosecution. You've got 1 minute starting now.
I honestly don't know where to begin with this situation. I think you guys need a situation, a conversation. Fuck the case. When are you going to get married?
Oh, I love it.
Like, I'm sorry. What's happening here? You're living here. She's living there. You're arguing about lamps. You want to marry her and you want to live with her. And you're worried she's not committed enough. That's what this is about. It's not about the lamp. Just check the lamp off the table.
I was drawing boxes for a reason. It's a little ring box.
This is about commitment. And I think Matt loves you, but he's struggling to say that. Matt, you've got to stop talking about fucking lamps. Tell her, I love you. I want to live with you. I want to get a dog. And by I mean, I want to marry you. Like, what's happening here? I can only deal in emotional truth. I'm so sorry.
It's a gift. It's a curse.
It's
a gift. It's our curse.
And you shouldn't have bought the lamp. Why do you owe him money? We didn't even get to that.
Oh, how much money do you owe him?
Yeah, that's
sorry.
True.
More questions.
I'm pausing our signing.
You know what? This is the first time someone's taken my phone and paused it. That's.
You can't time emotional truth, okay? This time is making everyone feel pressured.
It's a game.
Is it?
Is it?
It's, is it?
Is it?
Yeah, is it?
It's worth 1 point.
I need him back.
Okay.
Ziggy, if they get married, can I get back? Okay, no, I'm sorry. That's what I was picking up on, and I'm very tired and recovering from illness, so I wasn't able to filter excuses. Anything.
No, you know
this
what?
Is good stuff.
This is good stuff.
You did a brilliant job. Cariad Lloyd, everybody, there. Yeah.
I'm so sorry. It's absolutely none of my business.
You know what?
Absolutely nothing to do with me. Why did you get me involved in a couple's therapy? I
never normally get this intense. It's all about.
I only do intense.
How long do you have?
How long do you have? You know what? It depends on when you grab the phone off me. But conventionally, you have 1 minute. Okay, Kima Bob, to begin the case for the defence, your minute begins now.
Great. I just want to say, first of all, women have only had the right to have their own money and accounts for not a very long time. So how do you expect us to be good with it? Dogs are free. dogs are everywhere. You go catch one. Maybe she needs that lamp to put a smile on her face so she can put a smile on your face. You know? You gotta spend money to make money. So that. I heard that somewhere once. When you get married, all the money is fluid, you know? It's in one pot. And I need you to stop using the lamps as an excuse, man. You can't just hide behind the lamp. I know it's big. I know it's yellow, but that's no reason for you to use it as a scapegoat. I don't know. Right. Yeah. The joy of Alice is important. And if you care about her happiness, you'll stop counting. Stop doing math. It's oppressive. Yeah. The am I the defense?
Yeah. By the way, my favorite ending to a Big Brother ever. Sorry, guys, just check.
Am I the defense?
We've had What Side Am I On before, but never as the closing argument. I loved it, Kima. Kima Bob, everybody. Kima.
I think both of us said what we needed to say.
Yeah. There was a lot of, you know.
Yeah.
In different ways, but also the same way. The
1,000%.
Same way.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, stopping phones, starting conversations. That's what we're about here.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
where's the defense?
Yeah. Big time. You were.
Cool.
You were, man. Matt and Alice, how do you think it's going so far? How are you feeling?
About our relationship.
Let's get into it.
Let's talk about it. How
I'm
you feeling?
Confident.
You,
I'm confident.
You're confident. Good. Yeah. Good. Yeah.
Alice, how are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm pretty pleased so far.
Oh, great.
Right.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
This is win-win.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Okay.
1 point all round.
So, Tom, you're up next. Are you going to do this as yourself tonight?
No, I'm going to do it in the style of a Deep South defence lawyer from a John Grisham novel.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Fanshawe Standen.
Oh, Mr. Fanshawe Standen. Presiding and providing. Your minute, should you need it, begins now.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury.
Yes.
I recognise some of you there from the bakery. Yeah. Second in line, Tuesday morning. Last of the donuts, son of a gun. A lot of them there lawyers there from the big city swanning in there. Ford T Motors. Oh, yeah. Opening up their casebooks, they're using long, fancy, highfalutin words, their scapegoat. Hell, we've only ever had one goat scape in this village. We all remember that day. Run, George, run for your goddamn life. Goddamn goat farmer had been treating him mean too damn long. Would I open that gate again? Hell right I would. Cost me my license for 2 years and I'd do it again.
Oh, yes, yes.
Sure I had George, but goddamn it, he was a free goat. Now, I don't suppose any of you have ever had a duck walk into the middle of a poker game and tell you it's time to leave. But let me tell you something. That was the best damn duck I ever did own. When you find the right duck, kind of duck that'll waddle into the middle of town and pick you out of a poker game because he knows you put the rent on the wrong thing. And you don't want to eat that duck because it's laying you the eggs. Duck eggs, them bigger than chicken eggs.
Yes.
And so, but hella greasy. They're hella greasy. Sometimes you gotta take the grease with the size. The defense rests, Your Honor.
Oh my goodness. Fans, you're standing there. So Ben, you've got to conclude the case for the defense.
Already done it.
He's done a fantastic job so far. Your minute begins now.
It's always tricky coming last because I had a massive bit on George the Goat, and now it's just it's just gone. I'm absolutely gutted. But first of all, guys, take your time with the marriage thing. That's fine. I've been engaged longer than you've been together. So yeah. You're absolutely fine, then, guys.
I'm ready.
No rush. And you know, this is the problem. You know, Right, Matt here. And yeah, I had to check your name. he's the classic. He's given her the whole, you're wasting all your money on lamps, on avocado and toast lamps. This is exactly what we have to deal with. The £100 lamp isn't going to buy you a house, mate. It's just going to bring her a bit of joy. And that's what we call mood lighting.
Boing.
M'lady.
Am I the defense?
It's not quite gas lamping, but he'll take it. He'll take it.
It's enough to end on. Ben Clark, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you're getting married, mate, I'm jonesing for the stag.
Oh. Come and see me, Ben. Come and see me. We'll talk it through.
Now, I can't.
His fiance's not dead.
This is the other bit I offer, the therapy.
Oh, right.
Not the death. I offer death. If you need that, Alice, you know where to come.
Now, I cannot make the decision myself as I'm too preoccupied with this stack of fedoras on the hallway floor, guys. You've got to think of the theme. But if you think...
You've got to think of the theme. For the love
Someone
of God,
think of the theme.
But if you think Matt and therefore Carriad and Fanshawe are in the right, I would like you to applaud now.
We agree.
It's not overwhelming at this stage, Matt.
We knew.
Imagine if it's just as quiet for us.
I would love that.
But if you think Kima and Ben made the best case, please applaud now. There we go.
Yeah.
There you go. Big thanks to Matt and to Alice. How do you feel about the result? Are you happy, Alice?
Yeah, it's made me almost as happy as the lamp. Right.
Yeah, burn
and,
more of them,
and
girl.
Matt,
whilst you've got the microphone, is there something you want to ask Alice?
Save yourself that train ride to Hartford.
Etc. <cetera.
laughs> Okay.
Okay, all right. Okay. No, fair enough. Matt and Alice, everybody. Matt and Alice.
Matt.
Now, folks, it's time for the song that never outstays its welcome because it wasn't welcome in the first place. It's the Quickfire Round Jingle!
This is the Quickfire Round. It's a round that goes really quickly. Which is why it's always so amusing that it has this long introduction. It has this long introduction, though the round is really quick. It's always been this way since from when we started. It's a joke that started way back in 2011. Ooh, AD. I think it was 2011. And then the round was quick. But this jingle, it was a long one. And I believe that was also the case for 2012 and also 2013.
Ooh, long years.
Oh, that was a fine year. Good old 2013. And then I believe it was also long in 2014. And in 2015 long as well, but then in 2016.
Ooh, I'm on the edge of my seat.
We tried to do it short for a bit, but that just didn't work. Then in 2017, we were back with this long introduction. Oh yes, all of 2017, it was really long. And then came 2018.
Ooh, I think I know what's happening here.
When we kept it long, and we also kept it strong. Then the following year, which I believe was 2019, we also kept this introduction long, even though the round is short.
Ooh, I've never thought of it that way.
We really pushed on with the joke. The exact same joke.
And then it arrived, the roaring 20s, where we decided, let's stick with the joke, we'll keep it just the same.
If it ain't joke, don't fix
and
it.
At least until 2021. And then in 2021, we also kept it the same. A nice long jingle. And by 2022, we thought we just can't change it now. Let's do it for 2022. Maybe we'll change in 23. Well, 23 came and 23 went. 12 more jingles that were really, really long. And now it's 2024.
Oh, happy new year.
And it's become a tradition, and you can't mess with traditions. So here it is, another year of long quick fires. Let's see what the future will bring. But right now, the future's gonna bring the quick fire round.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Yes, this is the quick fire round, and as our show is all about hats, I'm gonna ask you to pop a hat on your answers by putting them in a sentence that rhymes. So if I asked you which Welsh singer and star of The Voice released the song Sex Bomb in collab with Moose T in 1999.
Moose T?
Moose T, of all people.
Oh, this.
I could scarce believe it myself, Tom.
Moose T.
You wouldn't simply say Tom Jones, you'd say Tom Jones digging for bones, or Tom Jones paying off loans, or Tom Jones letting out moans.
Ah!
Instead of buzzers, I'd like to shout out your first names. Ben and Kima, let's hear yours.
Ben.
Kima.
Lovely stuff. Tom and Cariad.
Cariad.
Tom.
I like that energy, guys. Off we go. Who wrote the play The Importance of Being Earnest?
Cariad.
Cariad.
Oscar Wilde. He's a real mild.
He is a real mild,
he's
actually.
He's a real mild.
Yeah. He is a real mild.
That was but, my that was you can't give a point for that. Who sang When Doves Cry?
Ben.
I think Ben was just there first.
Prince, eating all that lovely mint.
He loves a bit of mint.
That's what finished him off.
What's the name of the...
It was purple, sadly.
Purple mint.
Purple mint.
Purple mint.
So good.
What's the name of the streaming service behind Squid Game?
Tom.
Craig Ben. Yes, Tom.
Netflix, up to its old tricks.
Oh, right.
Firing people.
Who played M in the James Bond movies from 1995
Tom.
To 2000? Yes, Tom.
She's the first one off the bench. It's Judi Dench.
It's like bingo calling. Name the comedian, actor and author who is a member of Ostentatious and the co-host of Weirdos Book Club.
Tom.
Cariad.
Cariad, yeah.
Cariad Lloyd. She's friends with Keith Lloyd.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
You must have been lying when he died. More grist to the mill. Drink up, Keithy boy. What type of animal... What type of animal was Moby Dick?
Ben.
Ben.
A whale. And he's off to the sail.
He is off to the sail. What is the name of the Norse god played by
Tom?
Chris? Tom.
I can't eat any more of that purple mint, Thor. It was Odin.
Who is the comedian from Houston, Texas, whose drag king persona is called Lil Testes?
Tom.
Tom.
She's just the job. Is Kima Bob.
It's correct, yeah.
Just the job. Everybody's always saying I'm just the job.
It's just the job.
Hey, we're all just the job.
We're all just the job. Tonight, we're all just the job. Who was the first lady of the United States from 2009 to 2017?
Kima.
Kima.
Oh, she is not a llama. It's, it's Michelle Obama.
Absolutely correct.
I was thinking that didn't rhyme with Clinton.
What is the capital of China?
Cariad.
Cariad.
Ding, ding, ding. It sounds like Beijing.
But what is it? Not going to lie, I thought it was Shanghai.
The original lineup of Take That was Gary Barlow, Mark Owen, Robbie Williams, Tom McDonald, and which
hand
other member?
Hand me a fruit lozenge.
Oh.
Hand me a fruit lozenge so I can sing with the wonderful dancer, Jason Orange.
You're absolutely right. Orange does rhyme with dancer. That is the end of the round and the end of the game. So, before we find out the final scores, Cariad and Kima, anything to plug? Kima, what have you got going on? Where can people see you?
I just love life. And, you know, I want everyone to love themselves, you know? So take that with you. If you've never thought about loving yourself, think about it tonight. Yeah. Also, you can follow me on Instagram. I do work in progress shows and stuff like that. So yeah. Kima online.
Kima online. Check it out. And Cariad, where can people find you?
They can find me on Instagram, and you can listen to the Weirdos Book Club, the podcast I do with Sarah Pascoe as well.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Tom, anything you want to plug?
Prince's albums, guys, are really good.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them, but they're all bangers.
People aren't listening to them.
People stop listening to Prince.
Get back into it, man.
It's a problem.
Get back into Prince, guys, please.
Cariad's book. Cariad's got a book out, and it's brilliant.
Thanks, Tom.
You go.
Tom's quoted in it.
I'm in it, so buy it.
Wow. What did you say, Tom?
Oh, damn it, death's bad.
Oh, wow.
It's so profound. It's
everyone
so profound.
Was thinking it, but he managed to put it into words. That's the genius of Parry.
Yeah.
Thank you all for watching. As always, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare. Like, subscribe, rate and review our podcast, or recommend the podcast to all your friends. Right. This is exciting. Producer Gwyn, let's hear the final scores.
Oh.
That was Kima.
Okay, Gwyn.
Sure. I thought you were going to do it as Prince.
Ben and Kima have 34.5, but the winners are Tom and Cariad with 38.
Ooh. Oh, so Ben and Kima are putting that hat on the hat stand. Whilst Cariad and Tom can leave their hat on while we be fucking. Thanks to our guests, Kima Bob and Cariad Lloyd. We've been Pappies. See you next time on Flatshare Slamdown. Pappies, Flatshare Slamdown featured Matthew Crosby, Ben Clark and Tom Parry with special guests Cariad Lloyd and Kima Bob. It was devised by Pappies and Ben Walker. Technical expertise was by Emma Corsham and Gwyn Rees Davies. And it was produced by Emma Corsham. Big thanks to everyone at the Phoenix, to everyone, to all the folks who came down to see today's show. And to you at home for listening. Pappies, Flatshare Slamdown is a secret news production, broadcast on the internet. Cheers and bye!
That was pretty cool, wasn't it?
Yeah, man, that was great.
Yeah, that was great.
That was really, really
rad.
Good.
Pretty rad, that episode. Was.
Yeah.
Kima Bob, great. We've been trying to get him for ages. And Cariad Lloyd, I think my favourite guest. I love having Cariad Lloyd on. She's always amazing. Have we got any admin?
Well, there's always the Patreon. If people enjoy this podcast, then get along to the Patreon. It's a great way of allowing us to still do these episodes for free.
That's very true.
And it's also a great way for you to enjoy some extra content. And it's, you know what? It's a real bargain. For just £4 a month, you get a bonus episode every single week of our Flatshare Pop Round. You also get the songs from the Flatshare Slamdowns. You get
really?
As a single, yeah. Absolutely. Whoa. Right. You get those. And you also get bonus beefs as well with our guests that we have on Beef Brothers. It's a lot of fun. Get yourself over there.
Is there any way of getting the rap that Tom did at the start? Is there any way we can get that?
Do you know
Let's
what?
Talk. Let's talk. That's, we could maybe. We could priceless. Mix that up. We could mix that up. You could drop a beat.
Do you want to do a little bit? Now, don't forget, it's patreon.com/PappysFlatShare. But Tom, could you give us a little bit of a rap, as a sort of like a little rap incentive to get people along to the Patreon? And I guarantee, I know your flow is strong. I guarantee this is going to help us out here because we need a few more Patreon subscribers. So here we go. This is Tom.
£1 a week or a little bit more, all we're asking for is £4 for the Patreon. You know what I'm saying? Tell your mum. Whoa, radical.
Whoa. Cowabunga.
Pretty good.
And please do.
It was pretty good.
Please do tell not just your mum, but every member of your family. We'd love as many Patreon subscribers as we can. So get along to the Patreon, patreon.com/PappysFlatShare and pappyscomedy.com/live for all of our live shows.
We'd
love to see you. .org, of course. And don't forget, guys, .org. Have a great time. See you next week for a house meeting.
Today's episode was produced by Emma Corsham. Corsham team. Cheers, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.